What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard Update.
5 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Bears have won 4 of their last 6 games, largely thanks to a major improvement on defense. Antrell Roll's unit now ranks 8th in the league in total D, thanks to the adjustments they've made.
You know, the defense, it's about how you respond to certain things. Are you going to, you know, point the finger and start, you know, hooping and hollering about this, that, and the other? Or are you going to come together and understand, you know what, there's still a lot of football left to be played. You know, we're going to gather ourselves. Let's talk about what went wrong so therefore it doesn't happen again. Make the little adjustments. Everyone to do their job and play their assignment.
Roll on with Spiegel and Goff earlier today. Roll and that much improved Bears defense face Brock Osweiler and the Broncos Sunday at Soldier Field. The Bears can get back to 500 with a win. Also, the Bears waived cornerback Terrence Mitchell, elevating Jacoby Glenn from the practice squad. Meantime, Adam Schefter of ESPN reports the Raiders' Aldon Smith suspended 1 year by the league, stemming from an arrest in August in which he pled not guilty in September to hit and run, drunken driving, and vandalism. College basketball, plenty of eyes will be focused on the United Center tonight for the State Farm Champions Classic. Second-ranked Kentucky and number 5 Duke start the action. Then number 4 Kansas and 13th-ranked Michigan State will play after that. As we speak, DePaul and Penn State just starting the second half. 31-25, the Penn State Nittany Lions with the lead. Mike Henry, 8 points for the Blue Demons. Tonight, UIC at Western Illinois, 18th-ranked Notre Dame will host Milwaukee. Awards week continues in baseball this evening. Joe Maddon, one of 3 finalists to win the National League Manager of the Year honor. The Mets' Terry Collins and the Cardinals' Mike Matheny. His competition to win that special has already begun. And FanDuel has suspended its operations in New York, preventing users within the state from entering money into their accounts and participating in any paid fantasy sports games during the suspension. Scoreboard Update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage, and gear up for winter driving this Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care. For a limited time, you can save big, like $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or drive a Firestone.com, drive to Firestone.com for full details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Woodfield Nissan, where the prices are less than you think.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Marcus, that's getting better than this.
I just got back in O'Hare, and I found a working payphone, so I feel like I'm 30 years old again.
They still have payphones?
Yeah, I take a chance with the cell. I'm looking for a landline, and there's a working payphone here. So
go home and listen to Victrola when he gets home.
Ahoy, ahoy. No, you have the wrong number. This is 5246. I suspect you need more practice working your telephone machine. Ahoy.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
5.
God, oh, wait. I do 3 and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
How long is it till the Bears report?
Hello there, Bob.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we do have a very special Bears report coming your way right damn now.
Yeah, I was trying to think now that with the imminent retirement or departure of Fred Mitchell, where the Daily Herald's Bob Laguerre is now going to stand in the all-time Bears beat seniority rankings here now, because the all-time bags champion is actually, he's outlasting everybody. And
yeah, he's got Fred.
He's on Twitter, at Bob Laguerre. He covers Bears for the Daily Herald, and you can usually see him outside of a Bourbonnais bar dominating everybody at an unimportant parlor game. Hello, Bob.
How's it going, guys?
We're doing well, my friend. So now you've outlasted Fred Mitchell. Is there anybody else left?
I think the only guy I need to catch now is Moon Mullen.
Although
he's on a bike.
Although technically, because he went to Comcast, if we limit this to print,
yep,
you might have it.
Well, I was thinking of going Tanya Harding on him anyway, so it's not really going to matter.
Just for fun. Yeah, we certainly would support that. Now, I don't know where the Bears are at this moment relative to your expectations, because everything is whipsawed so much this year. You know, a certain person on this show was ridiculed by his radio partner for believing that the Bears were going to end up with 8 wins. And his partner has had some fun with that and making fun of him for the ridiculous runaway optimism. But you know what? They might just get there, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a shot. I picked them for 6-10, and I'm sticking to that for now. If they split one of these next 2 games, 8-8's a very real possibility, and I don't want to start throwing a P-word around, but if they do split these next 2, they're at least in the mix, because they could be only maybe a victory over the Packers leaves them half a game behind Green Bay for a wild card spot. I still don't think they're going to pass the Vikings, but you know what? 6 wins almost always get you in. I don't see them winning what would be 6 of the last 7 down the stretch, but you know, though some of the games that looked unwinnable 2 months ago look like they could be competitive now.
And how has this happened, Bob? What is this just a veteran coach with a great coaching staff that's turned this around and kept everybody's attention, and that's what we're sort of looking at, even though we don't know what the hell he's talking about? I mean, he obviously has an effect on the players, and that's really all that matters.
Yeah, well, we don't know what he's talking about either, because he never says anything. But I really think that the biggest difference between this year's team and last year's team is the coaching staff. Whatever you think of John Fox, and I think he's better than average among, you know, the coaches we've seen, certainly better than average. But I think the biggest difference is his coordinators. I mean, Mark Trussman brought in a bad staff. You know, be honest about it. He had a couple guys in the CFL, a couple guys in college. The staff wasn't respected by the players. And, yeah, you're going to get that honeymoon period. But after the first year, I think that was out the window. And he had a staff of guys that weren't respected in the locker room. This group is different. And, yeah, they all say that at the beginning of training camp. But I think these guys are beginning to believe it more and more with each game.
What does it mean that the Bears got respectable this fast? Is it possible we're going to draw some wrong conclusions here? We already are. I know that we're always looking for more. We're always searching for meaning. Should we guard against overdoing it at 4-5?
Yeah, I, like I said, I'm not going to think that they're going to be in the playoff mix in another couple of weeks. But we were talking about this the other day. They brought in some guys, not a lot of impact guys, not a lot of difference makers in free agency. You can argue that Pernell McPhee's a difference maker, and I think he is. But the guys they brought in are solid veteran guys. If they're healthy, you know exactly what you're getting from them. You're not picking up guys off the street. You're not gambling on young guys. You have guys who, when you plug them in, are going to do exactly what they've done for the past 6, 7, 8 years, and they're not going to embarrass you. They're not going to make stupid mistakes. And you're going to at least be respectable, and you're going to be competitive. I think that's what they've got with a lot of these guys, especially in defense.
But do you know why John Fox decided that he just didn't have to inform anybody about 3 key players being ruled out?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because he's the head coach of the Chicago Bears, and we all aren't.
Well,
comes down to.
But even outside of there was no advantage to be gained. And he did, the Rams themselves were informed, and even other crazy coaches don't do it quite like that.
No, and it seems like the more you ask about it, the worse it gets. So I guess that's, you know, what he's done has been successful, because people have quit asking about it for the most part. But, you know, when we found that out, everyone's like, okay, yeah, I figured that. Those guys weren't going to play anyway. And I, you know, honestly, I didn't think Alshon Jeffrey was going to play, and he was nowhere near 100%, but he served a purpose out there.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, you guys could have all been killed a month or so ago, and he didn't care about that either. Why would he care to tell you the truth about this? I mean, he's not sharing whatever it is with anybody, Bob. He's just not damn interested, and he doesn't care.
Well, the thing that concerns me is, and, you know, I really think he's a good coach.
I do, too.
Don't you think he's spending a little too much time game planning for the media and trying to beat us? I mean, that shouldn't be the focus.
Yeah, it's apparently a coach set in his ways, mm-hmm. who believes this is simply part of his process. This is how he does things, and he's always been able to win enough to have that appear to justify his methods.
Yeah, and who's going to complain if they win? If he turns a 5-11 team around to where they're, you know, at least competitive down the stretch and in the conversation for playoffs, and then, as he's done in the past, the second year gets his team to the Super Bowl, he can do whatever he wants. He doesn't even have to release an injury report, but then he might have to deal with DraftKings and FanDuel, but they'll be gone by then anyway. So, you know, I think, you know, this is a minor deal for fans, for players, for whatever. It's not even a big deal for us because there have been coaches in the past who didn't talk about injuries, and that's fine. They have to put out the official report. That's a whole different argument, too. Some of these designations are questionable, you know,
right.
A little shaky. But if they were chronically a problem, the league would get involved. They have before with Belichick, but the league hasn't done anything about it to this point. So he probably knows how far to push them.
Yeah, you miss those three players and you still clobber the Rams. I mean, Bob, some of this stuff makes absolutely zero sense. I mean, you can't, you know, in a game the Rams clearly needed. It wasn't like they're just playing for fun. They clearly needed the game. They, you know, if you want to rise a little bit in the West, you need to do it. And after that first series, they were never in this game. I mean, the Bears just put a whooping on their ass, and it's like you're watching this and you can't quite believe you're right. Knowing who's not there and what they have on their field, you can't quite believe it.
Yeah, right. The amazing thing to me is not that they shut down the Rams offense, because Nick Foles is hot garbage. I mean, I don't know what happened to him in 2 years. But the amazing thing to me is that they were able to move the ball so well against the number four or number five defense in the entire NFL, a team that had, I think, allowed 33 points in their last three games. The Bears, Bears put up 37 on them. So that, to me, was a shock.
Do you think Zach Miller is real, or is this just
is
this a fun little novelty for the moment, or is he going to get hurt again?
Well, that's the thing. Zach Miller is a talented pass catcher. He's not, you know, he's not an in-lane blocker. He's not going to bury anybody in the run game, but he is an athlete, and he is a good pass catcher. And as long as he's healthy, he'll be a good player. But that's the problem. He, you know, you go 4 years without playing, and obviously you're maybe a little bit injury-prone, but hey, you know, it's great for him that it's happening, and hopefully maybe he can stay healthy for the rest of the season. He hasn't done it since, I think, 2010, but maybe he's due to be healthy. Who knows?
Now, after the first experience with Jeremy Langford, there was kind of a, all right, it's 1 week. Don't get your ass in an uproar. It means nothing. Where are you after the second week of him and kind of showing some pretty decent abilities at a lot of different parts of the game? Because we saw he could block early in the first game, and then all of a sudden we see that he can get downfield and really quickly turn a screen pass into what he turned it into. Where are you with him?
Well, I've been ridiculed for weeks for saying Jeremy Langford's a better runner than Matt Forte. I think Matt Forte's a tremendously versatile, tremendously durable guy, and you know what you're going to get from him, and he's going to get what's blocked and a little bit more, and he's going to be a good pass receiver. Jeremy Langford is clearly faster and quicker, and you can see that after about six or seven carries, that he's got an extra gear that Matt Forte doesn't have. Not that he's going to beat him out this year. I don't think that's going to happen, but when Matt Forte comes back healthy, I am assuming it's going to be this week, Jeremy Langford is going to be more on a timeshare type of deal than a guy who gets one possession per game, which is what he was getting before Forte was hurt.
And I admit to being somewhat impressed and surprised by the play of Kadeem Carey, because I just hadn't seen anything from him. No vision, no nothing, no spark. And next thing I know, he's running pretty hard. Although for a guy his size, I just think he's got to be awfully careful running to contact as much as he does. Because that one time he got separated from the ball, I was kind of thinking, you know, that's been coming for a while because of the number of hard hits this guy's taken. Is he going to make himself into somebody viable, or does his lack of special teams ability ultimately doom him?
Well, I think you're right on with his running style. It's impressive. People love it. But a guy that size, it's probably not going to work in the long run. I think he's a guy who, after this year, when Forte's gone and playing for somebody else and making $7 million a year, I think he's going to be a valuable player. He was way, way too productive in college to not be a decent NFL player, because he's got all the measurables, you know, with the possible exception of a little bit of size. He's fast, he's quick, he's tough. He can catch the ball. You know, is he as good as Matt Forte as a receiver? No, but he's better than people think. And I don't think if you've got a guy who you're planning for in the future to maybe split carries or at least be your number two running back, who cares if he can play special teams? If he's your number three or number four running back, yeah, he's got to make an impact on special teams, but not if he's your backup.
Now, you said something there when Forte's gone. Now, we haven't argued about this with people, but there's just a feeling that, you know, you could keep both of them if you want to. You can pay Forte at $4 million or whatever and keep him around, and then you'd have both of them. But, Bob, I don't know that if I see the point to it, and you don't sound like you do either.
No, I mean, you know, if you had Jeremy Langford, then you probably have to think about keeping that four. But you've got two guys that are pretty productive and have fairly low miles for what they've done recently. Kadeem Carey was a workhorse in college, but this is his second year in the NFL, and he hasn't carried the ball hardly at all, so that's not a factor. But, yeah, somebody's going to pay him upwards of $5 million a year, and that's money that I think we all know the Bears can spend elsewhere, maybe offensive line, or maybe throw it at Alshon Jeffrey, because it's going to keep – if he doesn't get hurt for a fourth time at practice this year, it's going to take at least $10 to $12 million a year to keep him around.
Bob, we appreciate you filling in. Always want to make sure that at least a couple times a season we have you pinch hitting as our Bears reporter, because it's always good stuff. Thanks.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, you too, Bob.
Bob Laguerre of the Daily Herald covering the Bears. We are Boers and Bernstein. And this has been an interesting show with a lot of stuff going on. A lot of different stuff, and that's all right, because, you know, we're just kind of working our way into the winter sports seasons, and, you know, we got to intersperse a lot of the Bears talk. We should find out any minute now what's going on with Manager of the Year, right?
Yeah. 5:30, supposedly. And by the way, who thought that for a second, 9 weeks into this season, who thought that the Bears would still be interesting?
I did not.
Okay, thank you very much. And are they?
They are.
Uh-huh.
They are yes, they're interesting.
You know why? Son of a Navy SEAL.
Stop it. You got the score.
One of Chicago's most legendary teams now partners with 670 The Score, the new official play-by-play home for Cubs baseball on the radio.
I wish all of you could be right here at this moment. Unbelievable atmosphere.
Listen to every game here starting in spring of 2016 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. In the all-time overreactions, which really show us how sensitive you are to criticism, I give you Andy Dalton. J.J. Watt said they wanted to turn the Red Rifle, which we can only assume means Andy Dalton, into the Red Ryder BB gun. Now, first, Lisa Salters from ESPN, who was doing the interview, massively overreacted like it was some sort of sick burn, dude! And then Andy Dalton one-upped her by saying this.
I think J.J. is a good player. But for him to be one of the best in this league and to show that integrity and to show that kind of type of, you know, shows what he's about, which is disappointing.
Overreact much, Andy? The truth is that J.J. Watt called you the Red Rifle, meaning he actually has respect for what you've been able to do this year. But because you so massively overreacted, you didn't show J.J. Watt to have no integrity. You showed yourself to have too much sensitivity. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2255. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
When I started my own music school, people worried about me going out on my own. But I wasn't alone. My mom, who took me to the symphony and nurtured my love of music, she was with me.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
My husband.
On now. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 75 months or $3,000 total cash allowance on 2015 Jeep Cherokee models.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Jeep your thing.
I got Joe, though.
It's Terry Collins, it's Joe Madner, it's Mike Matheny. Those are your finalists.
Here they come.
And by the way, Bobby Jindal has dropped out of the 2016 Republican primary.
He dropped out of the human race. Okay, he dropped out of the...
Yeah, that dude.
Did anybody know he was still running other than him?
That, well,
answer my question. They know he was still running?
I just got the irony of that guy announcing that as governor he was closing off his state of Louisiana to any refugees and Syrian immigrants, that the son of immigrants in a state with a special culture notable because of its confluence of immigrants. On so many levels, I'm just like, dude, come on. Seriously? I get some of the cracker-ass guys in other states, but you? Your whole son?
Well, I mean, you know, Homeland Security has said the same thing, too. There are concerns for them. Yeah, well, there are concerns of people. It's not like it's, you know, whatever these governments, they can't do that anyway.
I'm much more concerned about armed white people currently in America.
Armed white people. Okay, well, yeah, I suppose.
They have the tendency when you talk about the people shooting up the movie theaters and churches. And another one today, some guy in Texas killed 6 people in a campground, including 2 toddlers, just because they were...
Well, schools, army bases, you name it.
Yep, those two.
You give me one. I got one that there's probably a mass shooting at.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I just think there's a whole bunch of concern. People already here and already armed and already crazy and already motivated and
apparently so.
With some other ideology, but that's okay.
Because well, and some you don't even, you know, some of it you don't even know what they're doing. I'm not sure they did either. And there's no help for them in a lot of places. There's no, you know, there's no good answers to a lot of this. There just aren't.
Steve from Racine was listening to our discussion regarding the Ronda Rousey and that essay, that terrific essay, just about what that all was and wasn't. He said, the Rousey beatdown confirmed for me just what an absolute fraud mixed martial arts is as a supposed sport. Let me throw some past all-time great names out there and then consigned to the ash heap of sports history, Kimbo Slice and Brock Lesnar. These baddest men on the planet both went the way of the buggy whip and the leather football helmet. Whenever the MMA fans demand to watch a fight at our local corner tap, they're universally some of the crudest, slowest Neanderthals roaming God's green earth. Clearly, MMA involves Dana White discovering some troglodyte willing to pummel a human sack of meat. And then washed-up comic has-been Joe Rogan doing his best Burt Sugar impersonation, trying to pump up the next great hope. And finally, throngs of basement-dwelling supplement abusers forking over $25 of their parents' hard-earned cash to watch these travesties.
That about summed that up.
Why the hell would any legitimate sports publication or broadcast network get involved in this bloodlust sideshow? Are we that devoid of actual sports content?
Some people still like it. I mean, you've sort of suffered the loss of boxing, and some people are still, you know, gravitate. Younger people, too, gravitate toward the UFC.
It fills a niche.
You know, it's not the crazy old guy shooting up the campgrounds.
No, it does. It does a couple things. It fills the bloodlust niche.
And it does.
And it gives you instant gratification. And you can see that for the millennial mind, where you don't have to wait through 12 rounds of sanctioned boxing with 1 minute in between every round and watch somebody slowly taken apart strategically, and you just it's over and on to the next fight or on with your evening.
Exactly right.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. College basketball takes center stage in Chicago tonight. A couple of premier matchups at the United Center. State Farm Champions Classic begins with Kentucky meeting Duke, a game between 2 top 5 teams. Then it's Kansas and Michigan State in the nightcap. Other local teams in action today. 18th-ranked Notre Dame plays host to Milwaukee. Sticking in the Horizon League, UIC visits Western Illinois. And DePaul playing Penn State. Right now it's 48-43 in favor of the Nittany Lions at the under-8 timeout in the second half. NBA, the Bulls likely to be without Derrick Rose tomorrow night when they visit the Suns. Rose listed as doubtful for the contest after spraining his ankle last night in a win against the Pacers. Meantime, the Bears made a roster move today. They elevated cornerback Jacoby Glenn from the practice squad and waived cornerback Terrence Mitchell. Sunday, John Fox's Bears face his former club, Broncos, visiting Soldier Field. Brock Osweiler will start at quarterback. More from the NFL, the Raiders' Aldon Smith suspended 1 year by the league for an August incident in which he pled not guilty to drunk driving, vandalism, and hit and run. Also, the Browns have named Johnny Manziel their quarterback for the rest of the season. And we will know shortly whether Joe Maddon won National League Manager of the Year. Easy for me to say. He's one of 3 candidates for the award. Jeff Banister of the Rangers named the AL Manager of the Year moments ago. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And hey, sports fans, listen to 670 The Score for your chance to win VIP tickets to the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular November 20th through the 22nd. Visit fanaticsshow.com for more information. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Well, they got the American League right. I'm sure they'll get the National League right.
Yeah, when you think about it, Jeff Bannister, we had that team left for dead. Had that team think, well, that's it. That's a whole lot of money completely misspent, and they let some guys go they shouldn't have let go. And then they make
They brought back Josh Hamilton.
And they make a very savvy deadline deal. And they got a lot more out of that team than I thought was there.
He did. He did a really, really good job. So that they got it right, and now they'll get this next one right.
What's interesting about Manager of the Year is because we don't have metrics.
We do not.
And people have to make a judgment call. You have to make a judgment call on the eye test, on how you know that guy manages people. It's not just in-game strategy. It is also managing a clubhouse. It is understanding exactly who needs what and when. And a lot of it is nebulous. And for people who don't enjoy the objective and want to always find places in baseball to find a little bit more subjectivity, voting on Manager of the Year is a place where all that's completely valid.
Yeah, I guess it always has sort of been to me, you know it when you see it. That's what I always kind of think. You know it when you see it.
Yeah, I think it depends how much you're around. I mean, you watch a ton of baseball.
I do. I like my West Coast baseball, I like it.
And a lot of people don't, so they can watch records and watch highlights. You can't really see managing through highlights because it's a rhythm thing. And you have to know what a team has been doing and understand, hey, maybe this guy just understood it was time to make a change to how he leverages his bullpen, or giving a guy a rest in the middle of August when maybe it's something we didn't see coming. And watching Joe Madden up close for the first time, this is my first real experience seeing Madden and watching him work day to day. And just seeing his steadiness and how he cleaves to the same talking points and never gets too high or too low. I was, color me impressed with absolutely as described, as explained, as promised when he arrived, that this is what they got.
Yeah, I mean, and it is such a thing with him too. And that's the way he's always been. There was nothing he did here that he didn't do in Tampa. There's nothing he said here that he didn't say in Tampa. There's nothing he did here that he didn't do in Tampa. And he has this way with young players. And I thought, if one thing for sure with the Cubs is that no matter what the situation, no matter how the season went on, as they got better and better, they were always relaxed. I never saw them overly excited, overly crazy about something. He lets them celebrate. They get their half hour or whatever, and then they move on. They don't, but he gives them their time. Gives them their time. Same after losses. Gives them their time, and then we move on, whether it's a win or a loss. And that guy is as steady as a rock.
There's a mordantly funny tweet here from Adam Kilgore of the Washington Post. He just tweeted, "Only minutes until we learn whether Matt Williams defended his title as National League Manager
right.
of the Year."
That's right. He was the Manager of the Year last year. Oh, God. How could you do that and apparently show promise and then be a complete idiot? How does that work exactly?
Because sometimes things...
Was he always a complete idiot, or was he...
Yeah, probably. Don't you think?
I think that's more likely. Yes. I think this team needed to be managed. This one did. The other one, maybe not so much. But this one did because of the expectations and all the other stuff that goes with being part of the Washington Nationals. And I just didn't think he was that steady hand. He wasn't. He just isn't. Just isn't.
Then the steady anything.
The steady anything. Well, he was the year before.
Yeah, but he was the example of a guy who, what we were just talking about, whether it was the easily criticizable strategic moves or the clubhouse, everybody in that clubhouse hated him.
Yeah, he managed to make it a clean sweep.
It lost all respect.
Yeah, lost all respect from pitchers, catchers.
Position players. Was position it Jason players, Worth?
Outfielders, infielders.
Jason Worth, who said, when do you think it was exactly that you lost this locker room?
I'm having a hard time. What? I mean, that's when you got to resign right there.
Yeah.
You have a player say that to you. What do you do?
Yeah, Washington, and now they've made a move now. We'll see now, won't we?
We will, and it seems to be consensus that probably can't hurt that anything that at which Dusty Baker has proven to be bad might not have the same kind of effect on this team, and that the stuff everybody pounds Dusty for was a decade ago.
Yep, short term. I mean, I think this is a chance, and this is right out of the gate, man. This team is still basically there. I don't know what's going to happen in free agency, what they're going to do, but in Strasburg is, you know, supposedly on the block if you want him. But, I mean, there's going to be some changes, but what he does should be just fine with that team. It should be just fine.
The Dusty in the short term can get some veteran players to play for him that he can at least give the appearance of a steady veteran hand.
Yep, that's what he's going to do.
He's even if he's kind of a goof.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And he's gonna do some things where you say, oh, God, he's
going to Yeah, there's
going to
be some old God moments. That's why you're going to have to watch some, East Coast baseball, too, because of him.
Has he
to watch some of that now. I'm going to have to say, ooh,
Has Dusty
boy.
Hired a bench coach?
I never saw that, if he did. I don't know why we would. It probably wouldn't. I look at stuff pretty carefully, but sometimes I don't think people even care.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got to hire one of his handpicked Bobos to be his bench coach, but it would be nice if somebody might suggest to him to have somebody next to him who might compliment him. It's sort of like when you set up a presidential ticket. You can double down on somebody who's exactly like you that sort of solidifies and reflects what you are, or somebody who, as they say, balances the ticket. Mm-hmm. Dusty might be best served with a balanced ticket.
Agreed. Yeah, I don't know if he knows that, but maybe he does.
The question is, does Rizzo know that?
Well, he's fighting so many fronts. I'm not sure what he knows at this point. He's putting out fires and still fighting every front on this team and figuring out what he's going to do. And I don't know. I mean, if Dusty hired, I haven't looked if Dusty hired anybody, but I suppose Rizzo would say, okay, do what you want to do.
Well, generally they do. You let a guy hire his staff.
That's what he do. You got to let him hire who he wants to hire.
When we come back, we're going to say Terry's favorite words in show business.
He's out and about.
Lawrence Holmes of the Miller Lite Top Draft Show at Emile's, 161 Center Street in Grays Lake. He's got Sam Acho with him from 7 to 8:30. And any moment now, if we get an announcement on the NL Manager of the Year, we will break in with that information. So you'll be able to keep it right here on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
The deals start now at Sunrise Chevrolet with our Black Friday sales event all month long. Get 20% of cash back on a huge selection of new Chevys, like 12,695 off MSRP on Camaros and 10 grand off MSRP on Malibus. Plus zero financing for 72 months on select new 2015 Chevys. Massive savings on a massive selection of new Chevys all month long at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Shop sunrisechevrolet.com today. On select new Chevys to qualified buyers. All rebates and incentives available to all include $13.33 per thousand
financing. He has relationships with the best vineyards around the world, and sometimes these vineyards make a little bit too much of their great wine. So he buys up the excess, and the way the deal works is as long as he doesn't reveal where he got it from exactly, he can pass it along to you with his name and a lot number on the bottle. You know, Cam was in town a couple weeks ago, and he and I talked about something that we did last year, and he said, should we do this again? Because it worked really well, and I thought it would time up nicely with Thanksgiving. And I said, people are always asking about a great food wine and something, whether they're bringing a bottle or just need to grab a few to have because they're hosting something. He said, all right. Well, let's set a special price on a great food wine for a limited time only, because last year when we did this, we sold out of it. So let me introduce to you the Lot 388. Lot 388. It's a 2011 Napa Valley Merlot, and it's ideal with food. It's actually 89% Merlot. It's sort of a Bordeaux structure in there, too, because there's some Cabernet Sauvignon in there, some Petit Verdot, and some Petit Syrah as well. But it's great with food. All types of occasions, or just to enjoy really as an everyday wine. This is a high-end Napa wine that is a multiple gold medal winner. And it's accessible if you're not really sort of an experienced wine drinker. It's not one of these overwhelming, massive cabs. It really is an approachable wine. And something like this, this is from a Napa Valley premier growing family that owns and farms some of the best dirt in Napa. They've got land Oakville, Rutherford, St. Helena, Calistoga, among others. They have a very small brand of their own. And this was sourced from there, the 388 2011 Napa Valley Merlot. And right now, this wine, which would be around $50, special just for this deal, limited amount of it, it's $14. I talked to Cam. This is from reserve stock set aside for friends and family. This week only, a 20% discount on this Lot 388 from Cameron Hughes, plus free shipping, plus a free sommelier corkscrew valued at $25. This is an incredible deal, and it's only going to last through Friday or as long as this wine lasts, so get on it. It's 20% off a premium wine and free shipping. Wine's expensive to ship. You've got to use my code to get this. It's chwine.com. The code is Dan, D-A-N. Cam Hughes wine is available nationwide. But the only way to get 20% off this premium 2011 Napa Valley Merlot, plus free shipping on three or more and a free corkscrew is right now. Remember, it's Lot 388. Go to chwine.com. That's chwine.com. Click the microphone in the upper left corner and enter Dan, D-A-N. You will enjoy free shipping, a free corkscrew, and 20% off this, which will be your new favorite wine. Don't wait. It's this week only through Friday or while supplies last. It's a great deal, so get on it.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
To secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He has his wristbands, Dream Big Work Hard, DBWH.
I feel like a better person by just being around him.
We all do. He's at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Sal.
Hello, friend.
Veteran with 100% service-related disability, and he heard David's ad about the new Illinois law exempting veterans with service-related disabilities of 70% or greater from paying real estate taxes. Sal called to thank David for the info and then convert his 30-year VA loan into a 15-year loan. Because of the real estate tax exemption, Sal's new mortgage payment is less than his previous payment, and Sal is saving tens of thousands of dollars paying his home off faster. So if you're a veteran who's no longer paying real estate taxes because you took advantage of the real estate tax exemption like Sal and you'd like to reduce the term of your loan, call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of SCORE listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Star Wars Day is this Sunday at 4. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details.
Lawrence Holmes is at Emil's in Grays Lake, ready to go for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Lawrence, hello.
Hello, man. I enjoyed listening to you guys' show today.
Thank you. No, you didn't.
I had a nice long drive from Hyde Park to Grays Lake, and I enjoyed the conversation about Ronda Rousey and MMA.
Well, it was set off by a really well-written, thought-provoking essay, and it's something that really hit home for me as I was trying to put my head around what has always bothered me about the Ronda Rousey phenomenon.
What I will say about the whole thing, though, and I heard you guys talking about, you know, the concept of maybe trying too hard to not seem sexist when it comes to breaking down sports and everything else. When Ronda would fight, I thought it was great. When on social media, I could have conversations of the greatness of Ronda Rousey versus the greatness of Serena without it becoming about them just being women. Like that, there were people who were willing to engage in a conversation about athleticism and skill versus just body type or looks or the fact that we were discussing it being women's sports without there being that, oh, well, it's women's sports type thing.
Joe Maddon has won Manager of the Year in the National League. He
deserved.
Took 18 first place votes, 11 second and one third, a total of 124 points, distancing himself from Mike Matheny, who had 87 points. Terry Collins had 49. Matheny, 9 first place votes. Terry Collins, the remaining 3. Clint Hurdle finishes 4th. He had 8 third place votes. Bruce Bochy got 1 third place vote, and somebody voted Don Mattingly 3rd on their NL Manager of the Year ballot. That person should have his or her ballot pulled, and that person should be immediately set on fire.
Well, they'll have the chance to vote for him again.
That's right.
With the Marlins. Yes. Won't be the last chance you get,
you can
dude.
Be wrong again. That's good for Joe Maddon.
Well, he deserves it. Yeah. It's so funny because I was talking with a stat guy from SI this morning. He was saying, look, the Manager of the Year thing, it's all subjective. You just have to kind of pick and choose like what you think is valuable. And I think to me, I know that there isn't a metric for this. I know that there isn't a way to come up with, even the smartest people in baseball tried to come up with a wins above replacement for a manager and they fail.
Can't do
all, it. All I know is that I think there are about 5 really good managers in Major League Baseball. I think there's a group of interchangeable guys, and then there's guys like Matt Williams and Don Mattingly, right? Like at the bottom of that thing.
Yeah, bottom of the barrel.
And I look at Maddon as one of those top 5 guys that whether it's by setting tone or his level of communication, his people skills, that he is able to get the most out of certain situations. I think it needs to be applauded. I think that people need to figure out how to find more people who actually understand the concept of managing. And I'm not talking about the X's and O's. I'm talking about managerial skills with people.
People. Yeah,
that's agreed. That's where agreed. I think there's value in finding a manager, not just a guy that thinks he understands the rules and the unwritten rules of baseball. Maddon understands people, and that's why his team succeeded, and that's why he's Manager of the Year.
Shift Changers brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Star Wars Day is this Sunday at 4. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details. And Sam Acho will be coming your way at, what, 7 o'clock, Lawrence?
Yeah, I'll be here by myself until 7. And then Sam Acho will be here. You know, he made a big play. Mm-hmm. Has 7 tackles on the day. And we'll talk Bears with him. And I'm going to do a whole hour on the Rousey stuff at 9 o'clock. So we've got a lot of stuff going on the show, and we'll preview our buddy Brandon Cristal will join us from Denver, figure out what the hell's going on with Peyton Manning out there. And he's a guy that's tuned in to Adam Gase, too. Something to keep in mind real quick, guys.
Yep.
Besides the jobs that will be open in the NFL, there are real jobs in college that are going to be open, too.
Yep.
Adam Gase is going to have his pick of the litter. If he chooses to stick with the Bears, great. But know that there's probably going to be 30 FBS jobs and, like, real jobs like USC and Virginia Tech, places like that are going to be available for him as well if that's what he wants to do.
Illinois.
And that Detroit Lions job. Think about all – I mean, he grew up in Michigan. That might be his job. Something to keep in mind.
We'll be listening, Lawrence.
All right, Lawrence, we'll get the hell out of your damn fool way here. We get out of there. My guy's got the big boat sailing tonight. The fool boat is good. All right, quick thank yous to
Hub Arkish, Pete Futak, and Bob Liger.
We thank our crack production staff, the best of the damn business, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
We'll cross that bridge when it happens.
Bridges don't happen!
That guy, you know, cross that bridge when it happens.
I'm sorry.
I love that.
But they don't happen.
I love Matt Abaticola.
Oh, my God, another bridge happened.
He is Dale Jr., you know. I'm eliminated. And the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Watkins somehow unable to hold on to that one. Yeah, he's too anxious, no question. You know, he is a hand catcher, so.
Have a good time.
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Nasty.
All over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes is standing by, ready to go. Sam Acho will join him at 7 for some Bears conversation, but he's interesting all the time. All right, everybody, have a terrific night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Cub fans, a big congratulations to Joe Madden for winning Manager of the Year. From all of us at Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host